All right. I am hearing no Kilo Station and no other late check-ins. So the only other thing that I have written down here that wasn't really brought up was changing the polarization. You know, so maybe it will help and maybe it won't. But if you have a directional antenna and you have it vertically polarized, you could tilt it horizontal, and that might make a difference. I haven't noticed much of a difference, but it is one of those things that is listed as an option and can help to kind of knock that signal down a tad, potentially. And then final thing is I do have three items on the website under suggested equipment. It's just things that I use that that I find to be very helpful. It's nothing that you need, nothing that you know, if you're curious of what types of things to look for, those are a couple. There's a lot of different types of attenuators, directional antennas. There's a lot of people like the homemade ones because you're kind of in and out of your car a lot, and with a tape measure, you know, who cares if you break or bend that element, but with a nice expensive Yagi, it's kind of a big deal. So just food for thought on for everybody, and I hope to see you guys at the Fox Hunt on Saturday, June 6th, I think it is, June, right? Yep, June 6th. So with that, I will, that will conclude tonight's session of the Macomb County ARPSCNet. Thank you for checking in. We hope you will enjoy us next Thursday evening, and please check the Macomb County ARPSC Facebook page and the website at macombarpsc.org. This is KE8WUO closing the net at 7:56 p.m. and returning the repeater to regular amateur use. 73 to all, KE8WUO, clear.